Nehemiah chapter 5. Then there was a great outcry from the people and their wives to their brothers the Jews. And there were some who said, "We, our sons and our daughters, are many, and we need to get corn and eat to survive." And there were some who said, "We are mortgaging our fields and our vineyards and our houses so that we can get corn in the famine." And there were some who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tax on our fields and our vineyards. And although our flesh is like the flesh of our brothers, and our sons are like their sons, yet see how we are reducing our sons and our daughters to slavery. And there are some of our daughters so reduced, and it is out of our control, and others have our fields and our vineyards." And it infuriated me greatly when I heard their cry and these things. And my heart commended itself to me, and I took issue with the nobles and the administrators, and I said to them, "Each of you is bringing his brother into debt." And I presented a large assembly against them. And I said to them, "We have redeemed our brothers the Jews who were sold to the Gentiles as much as we could. Now would you even sell your brothers so that they are sold back to us?" And they were silent and did not find a word to say. And I said, "The thing you are doing is not right. Should you not walk in the fear of our God, rather than the reproachful way of the nations which are our enemies? But I too, my brothers and my servant lads, have been lending them money and corn on interest, but let us please discontinue this lending on interest. Do restore to them today their fields, their vineyards, their olive groves and their houses, and the 1% monthly interest on their money and corn and new wine and fresh oil, which you have been lending them on interest." And they said, "We will restore them, and we will not require anything of them. As you have said, so we shall do." Then I called the priests, and I had them swear to do this undertaking. I also shook the breastfold of my garment, and I said, "So shall God shake every man who does not fulfil this undertaking, out of his house and out of his livelihood, and so he will be shaken out and empty." And the whole convocation said, "Amen." And they praised the Lord, and the people acted according to this proceeding. Moreover, from the day when I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the governor's fare. But the previous governors who were before me had weighed down heavily on the people, and they had taken bread and wine from them to the value of 40 shekels. Even their servants lorded it over the people. But I did not act like that, because of the fear of God. And I also persevered in the work of this wall. And we did not buy a field, and all my servant lads were gathered there for the work. And the Jews and the administrators, 150 men, and those who came to us from the nations around us, were at my table. And this is what was prepared for one day: 1 ox, 6 choice sheep, and poultry was prepared for me, and at 10-day intervals, all sorts of wine in abundance. But nevertheless, I did not require the governor's fare, because the work was a heavy load on this people. Remember me, O God of mine, favourably, for everything I have done concerning this people.